And now, children, as part of our annual Christmas party, Uncle John is going to contact Santa Claus.
Thank you, Miss Christmas. We'll try it now. Are you standing by, North Pole? Come in, North Pole. Come in, North Pole.
Come in, North Pole. Santa Claus.
That's his cue. I wonder why we can't get it.
I can't understand.
Maybe we should try it once more.
Come in, Santa Claus.
Come in, North Pole.
Have I got a line?
Sigil X 92.3 FM presents a holiday Dead from the Neck Up, featuring the comic stylings of Scott Henderson and Stephen Dave, with the writing of Scott Henderson and Brian Dawkins. And I'm their Yuletide producer, Brian Dawkins. Channel 92 is pleased to present a new holiday classic, Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol, starring Goody Two-Shoes as Ebenezer Scrooge.
Marley was dead, dead as a doornail. And old Scrooge lived alone and disliked everybody. He was a nice fellow. He had a clerk in his office, Bob Cratchit, and he only paid the poor fellow 15 shillings a week, and he had a wife and family. Now, this particular morning, as a matter of fact, it was the day before Christmas, we find Scrooge in his office.
$2? Gee, there's a lot of money here. $43, $44.
Mr. Scrooge, sir, it's very cold today. Might I employ some more coal in the fire?
Gosh, Bob Cratchit, I don't know. If we start using extra coal and everyone else did the same, we'd be increasing the demand for coal and the price would rise. Gee, I wouldn't want that to happen. Lots of people can barely afford coal now as it is. So you see, Bob, what's a little coal to us compared to adversely affecting the world?
If you say so, Mr. Scrooge.
Have we the pleasure of addressing Mr. Scrooge or Mr. Marley?
Well, gentlemen, Mr. Marley's been dead for 7 years. 7 years this very night. Ah, what a sad thing to have died on Christmas Eve. Oh, well, at least he went quick. He could have suffered for a long time. You have to look at the positive in things.
We have no doubt his generosity has been kept alive in his surviving partner.
Yes, we are collecting at this time to make some provisions for the poor during this festive season, and we hope to have your support.
Gosh, are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses?
Yes, but...
Wow, that's a relief. I was afraid that our social safety net had collapsed. Without such things as prisons and workhouses, many people would slip through the cracks. I'm glad in the time of this bad economy that poor people have such places to go. Gosh, I wouldn't want them to have to sleep in the streets.
But, sir, some people would rather die.
Gee, you're not speaking of suicide, are you? Normally I'm opposed to such thing, but I also believe in the rights of the individual. I think doctor-assisted suicide, however, is swell. It shows such compassion from our medical practitioners.
So you won't be making a donation then, Squire?
Gosh, no. How could I do that? If everyone gave you donations, then you two gentlemen would be out of a job. You can't ask me to put you out of a job on Christmas Eve.
Then we bid you good day, sir.
Gosh, what nice guys.
Channel 92's classic, A Christmas Carol, starring Goody Two-Shoes, will continue in a moment.
What? No chocolate?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill wishing you Merry Christmas from Einstein, Ahmed, Bertha, and the rest of the gang at the Enema Factory. You're one stop for all your enema needs. Don't forget, January is 2-for-1 month at Enema Factory. Buy one for yourself and treat a friend for free.
Good evening and welcome to Masterpiece Radio. I'm your host, Alistair Cooper. Tonight we present a new entry by British playwright John Bluebeard entitled The Pirate's Christmas. Listeners of Masterpiece Radio will be familiar with Mr. Bluebeard's works as we previously presented his The Pirate Who Came Along on the Honeymoon, The Pirate Who Made Bread, and The Pirate Who Came to Breakfast. This new entry updates the pirate lore by bringing the festive season in tune with the swashbuckling life of a seafaring rogue. Mr. Bluebeard has created yet another pirate classic, which listeners no doubt will want to enjoy again and again with their whole family. Ladies and gentlemen, John Bluebeard's holiday tale, The Pirate's Christmas.
Hee-haw and ho-hum, it just doesn't feel like Christmas. What we need on board this ship be Christmas decorations. Deck the decks with red and green, say I. You there!
Aye, Captain.
Come here!
Aye, Captain.
Arr, now that be better. The blood from this man's slit throat be my red. But what of the green? You there!
Aye, Captain.
Look at the slash throw to your fallen shipmate.
Aye, 'tis sickening, and I think I'll be sick.
Arr! Bile, now that be green, all right. You've made an old sea rat happy. Merry Christmas, boys! Merry friggin' Christmas! Hee-haw!
And that concludes John Bluebeard's The Pirate's Christmas. Join us again next time on Masterpiece Radio when we will present yet another festive holiday narrative entitled In the Shanty Where Santa Claus Lives. Good night.
This next record is dedicated to Mike Harris. Thanks, Mike, for all you have done for us.
The world's financial crunch has even hit Saint Nick. He's had to lay off helpers, which made him downright sick. And now here comes the saddest news, news you won't believe. Dear Santa won't be coming to your house Christmas Eve. Santa Claus went broke just the other day. Then his friendly bank repossessed his sleigh. His costs have all gone up, his profits all way down. This Christmas poor old Santa Claus ain't coming to your town. Juggle bills, can't get through the stack. It ain't no joke, the fat guy's broke, there's not much in his sack. Jack! Santa Claus is sporting quite a frown. It makes him sick to think Saint Nick ain't coming to your town. A shorter one, I fear. Your name's not on it now, but maybe on next year. The money crunch has hit dear Santa Claus as well. Someday this Christmas will be called the holidays from hell. Juggle bills, that's all that Santa does. No time for toys for girls and boys, it ain't what it once was. Cause Santa Claus hasn't got a buck. They cut off all his credit cards, and you're just out of luck. He's tightening his belt, he's even lost some weight, a shadow of himself. At just 3.28, he had 8 reindeer once, but now he's down to 5. He barbecued the other 3 to keep his elves alive. Juggle bills, just to make ends meet. Santa's got a pushcart selling chestnuts on the street. Santa Claus, it's so hard to believe that roly-poly jolly man won't be there Christmas Eve. Yesterday was bad, today is even worse. I thought I'd never hear dear old Santa curse. This damn financial crunch has turned us all to booze. Santa's life as well as ours have all gone down the tube. Juggle bills, can't get through the stack. It ain't no joke, the fat guy's broke, there's nothing in his sack. Jack, Santa Claus, the bottom line is clear. The ink is red, I think we're dead, no Santa Claus this year. There ain't no fun for anyone, no Santa Claus this year.
Oh, we now return you to A Christmas Carol starring Goody Two-Shoes, already in progress.
Gee, I don't know if I understand this. Can you explain it to me just one more time, Jacob?
Ebenezer, for the fifth time, I'm the ghost of your dead partner, Jacob Marley, and I'm here to beseech you to save yourself.
Not to worry, Jacob. I don't believe in premarital sex. I'll save myself for Miss Wright.
I mean save your soul, you schmuck. You will be visited by 3 spirits, except the first, when the bell tolls one.
Gosh, visitors at that time of the night? I don't know.
Expect the second at 2 and the third when the bell tolls 3.
Gee, sounds like one of those all-night parties. What the hey, tomorrow's Christmas and I don't have to work. I'll just sleep late. Tell your friends I'll be waiting.
My time draws near, Ebenezer. Heed the words of the spirits and learn well their lessons.
Thanks, Jacob. Ta-ta. Gee, spirits are coming. I'd better set out some cheese and crackers.
Channel 92's holiday classic, A Christmas Carol starring Goody Two-Shoes, will continue in a moment. One Christmas Eve in ancient Bethlehem. Yes?
My wife and I have journeyed far, and she is great with child. Have you a room that we might bed down in for the night?
Listen, buddy,
It's Joseph, and my wife's name is Mary.
Well, Joseph, then, listen, this ain't no inn.
But it is large, like an inn, and I can hear the voices of men and women rejoicing inside.
Oh, that. This is a whorehouse.
A den of iniquity wherein men and women cavort like beasts, naked unto their God.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, it has been 9 months. Just a moment. Mary, dear, I have to step inside and negotiate with the proprietor. I won't be more than an hour or so. Why don't you take the donkey and go lie down in the stable over there until I am done?
This has been This Day in History, the birth of Christ.
So I'm telling you, Charlie, here I was at the pub and there's this bird buying me drinks.
Excuse me, Dad, excuse me. The Queen of England, Her Royal Majesty, is about to speak. And now it's time for the annual holiday message from the Queen.
Diana's got another thing coming if she thinks she's going to get her hands on the silverware. It's back on because she's not going to get hold of the family jewels anymore either.
This has been a holiday message from the Queen. Egad.
So where was I, Charlie? I was telling you about that bird.
Look, Channel 92's holiday classic, we now return you to A Christmas Carol starring Goody Two-Shoes, already in progress.
Of all the days in all the year that I'm familiar
Fezziwig,
with.
Fezziwig, alive again? Gosh, I liked him. Gee, you're a real nice spirit to bring me here. I'll have to put in a good word for you with your supervisor.
Scrooge, have you not fathomed the true purpose of our travels?
Golly, of course I have. You're showing me a lot of neat stuff that's happened to me over the years. Gee, and all of it happened at Christmas time. Doesn't that strike you as just a little bit coincidental?
Channel 92's holiday classic, A Christmas Carol, starring Goody Two-Shoes, will continue in a moment.
Channel 92 now returns you to our coverage of the referendum vote.
Hi, this is Philip Date with your local Channel 92 referendum coverage. As you can see by the numbers, the no side has squeaked by and has won this referendum vote with a narrow margin of only 2%. The numbers are final with all the electorate polls reporting in. We take you now live to the Yes Campaign headquarters and our correspondent, Holly Days. Are you there, Holly?
Yes, I'm here, Phil. And let me tell you that there's a very somber mood here at the Yes Campaign headquarters now that it is official that the No side has won this referendum. I've got with me now the leader of the Yes Party, Head Elf Blinky. Blinky, I understand you have a few words.
Yeah, of course I do, Holly. You know, we're all disappointed that the other elves didn't vote to have the North Pole become a sovereign state. But, you know, you can't win them all.
Yes, but this one was important to you.
Damn right it was. You know, the only real reason we had for separating was to be able to become a distinct society and country who could set up its own labor laws.
Labor laws?
Yeah, you know, here at Santa's Workshop, we elves, we have to work all the time, you know? I mean, there's more kids for crying out loud. Birth control doesn't seem to be keeping the world population down, and somebody's got to make toys for the little brats. Now, if we'd won this referendum, we'd have put in for a shorter work week, you know?
But didn't Santa Claus, the leader of the No Party, clearly state that things are fine at the North Pole?
Oh, sure. What do you expect from the fat ass? He only works once a year, but ourselves, we're carrying on all the time with production. Now, in a sovereign state, we could have pushed for a fairer division of labor among the masses. You know, we only get 1 week's vacation every year just after Christmas. But we're millions of miles away from anything up here. And you know, Santa's not going to let us use the sleigh to take off to Maui or Vegas for a few days. So you spend a week in bed pulling on your noodle. It's crazy, I'm telling you.
Don't you think you're being a little bitter during this festive time when we should be thinking of others rather than ourselves?
The hell with that. Know what Santa gives us every year for Christmas? Nothing. Friggin' nothing. He says, go down to the workshop and pick something out for yourself. Yeah, like I want to have some of that crap we produce all year long. You know, we don't make useful stuff like televisions, VCRs, and blow-up dolls. Think of others. Huh, that's a laugh.
So what do you think swayed your co-elves to vote no?
They're a bunch of pussies, that's what. They're just afraid that Santa will say, fine, if you aren't happy, go work for someone else. You know, some of them are afraid for job security. They don't remember when elves used to be freelance and could work anywhere they damn well pleased. Hell, elves used to help shoemakers in the old days. These new breed of yuppie lava elf scum have no Christmas balls whatsoever friggin' ever.
So now what? They voted no. Where do you go from here?
Well, back to the workshop, of course.
And then?
Well, this thing is far from over. We got our ways of forcing the issue.
Such as?
Well, hypothetically here, if the toys weren't up to standard, then Santa would get a lot of flack from a lot of unhappy kids and their parents. You know, my main job is quality control. And who can say that I might not, say, get all tanked up sometime and let a bunch of substandard products make their way into Santa's sack? Stranger things have been known to happen. Well, hypothetically speaking, of course.
So Santa would have to listen to your demand.
Did I say that? I said hypothetically. I could get Santa in caw-caw. We'll just have to wait and see. Hear that, Big Red? I hope you choke on those cookies and milk, you fat bastard.
Well, that's it for me, Holly Days, here at the North Pole with Channel 90 referendum coverage. Good night. Channel 92 presents the sequel to the 1965 holiday classic Charlie Brown's Christmas. This time it's You're Bald, Fat, 50, and Having a Rotten Christmas, Charlie Brown.
Linus, I am really a loser. The only thing I ever did right was getting that Christmas tree 40 years ago.
You're not that bad. You married Lucy.
Oh, we were married for 2 years when I found out that she was screwing Schroeder. Then when he dumped her, she came back to me. Then after 3 more years of marriage, she turned gay and ran off with my sister Sally. I am such a loser. You turned out okay, Linus.
Not really, Charlie Brown.
Why is that?
Every time I turn around, I get my ass sued for paternity. I should have listened to you when you told me to lose the blanket.
I know what you're going to say next, Linus. You're going to say that instead of standing behind this wall talking about our failings, we should just confront them and get on with our lives.
Actually, Charlie Brown, I was thinking that we should go out and get so drunk that we go into a coma and pass out in a pool of vomit.
I can always depend on you, Linus.
Whatever happened to your dog, Snoopy?
I sold him for medical experiments so I could get money to buy minoxidil.
You're Bald, Fat, 50, and Having a Rotten Christmas, Charlie Brown, next Tuesday at 7 on Channel 92.
Having fun must be nuts. I can't think of anything that's dumber. To a grouch, Christmas is a bummer. Beaming faces everywhere, happiness is in the air. I'm telling you, it isn't fair. I hate Christmas, people loaded with goodwill, giving presents, what a thrill. That slushy nonsense makes me ill. I hate Christmas, I'd rather have a holiday like normal grouches do. Instead of getting presents, they take presents back from you. Here comes Santa, girls and boys, so who needs that big red noise? I'll tell him where to leave his toys. I hate Christmas. And if you want the truth, I ain't so crazy about Easter and Labor Day either. Christmas carols to be sung, decorations to be hung. Oh yeah, well I stick out my tongue. I hate Christmas. Christmas bells play loud and strong, hurts my ears all that thing. ding-dong. Besides, it goes on much too long. I hate Christmas. I'd rather have a holiday with a lot less joy and flash, with a lot less cheerful smiling and a lot more dirty trash. Yeah, Christmas Day is almost here. When it's over, then I cheer. I'm glad it's only once a year. I hate Christmas. And whoever hung that mistletoe over my trash can, well, I say hooey and bah humbug.
As part of our continuing commitment to community service, we present the following public access program. Channel 92 presents the following school pageant taped at Louis Riel Public School for broadcast at this time.
Billy, did you let the artificial fart under the armpit?
No, it was for real, and I drew mud!
We now return you to A Christmas Carol, starring Goody Two-Shoes, already in progress.
God bless us, everyone.
Tell me, Spirit, will Tiny Tim live?
I see a chair carefully preserved by the fire and a crutch without an owner. If this vision is left unaltered, then I fear the young boy will not survive.
Gosh, that's good to hear. I mean, I wouldn't want Bob Cratchit to have to be burdened with the extra mouth to feed, not to mention the exorbitant medical bills for Tiny Tim's care.
Channel 92's holiday classic A Christmas Carol will continue in a moment. This feature stars Goody Two-Shoes.
Hi, this is Larry. Peace on earth and goodwill to everyone. And in the spirit of Christmas, give the gift that says you care very much. Give guns. Remember that lonely grandma. Don't give her a schnauzer. Buy her a Mauser. And for that wife, fiancé, or girlfriend, a Derringer makes a great gift. It can go anywhere. In the purse, down the bra, or ooh-la-la in the waistband of her panties. Ladies, this will send those troublesome men off half-cocked. Remember, to Christmas shop at Larry's Gun Shop, right beside the post office, where the 25 postal employees got croaked.
Hey, ho-ho, good neighbors. This is your old buddy Stan, and welcome that man. I'm here with my old buddy Teddy the Topless Dancer. Say hello, Teddy.
Hey-ho, Stan.
Hey-ho-ho, right back at you, Teddy. And with those extra ho-hos in there, you can probably guess Teddy and I are here as our festive counterparts, Santa the Welcome Mat Man and Teddy the Topless Elf.
Yeah, Stan and me, I mean Santa and me, are here at the Community Mall to fill in for the real sick Nick Bernie Lawson, who's come down with a case of the clap.
Yeah, old Bernie's got the crotch critter, so Teddy and I are going to be listening to the little neighbors and hear what all they want for Christmas. So who's up first, Teddy?
Well, first we got little Billy Kibble.
Hey ho ho, Billy.
You're not the real Santa.
Well, of course I am.
Well, if you're really Santa, then what's the names of your reindeer?
Dasher, Dancer, Cancer, Nixon, Vomit, Stupid, Donna, and Blitzkrieg.
Hey, that's not right.
Sure the hell what? Some of the regulars have got a bad case of the mange, so I called some substitutes in.
What about Rudolph?
He's dead. So what do you want old Santa to bring you for Christmas, Billy?
Rudolph's dead!
Daddy, peel the sprout off my leg, will ya?
Come along, Billy. Santa was just funning you. Rudolph ain't dead. He's just pulling God's sleigh now.
Come on, move along, kid. Who's next? Come on up here, little girl.
This is Daisy Felden. I bet I know what she wants for Christmas. You want old Teddy the Topless Dancer to perform at your next tea party, don't you, sweetie?
Shut the hell up, Teddy. Okay, so Daisy, what do you want for Christmas?
A Haisha doll, some Polly Pockets, the short version of Don't Wake Daddy.
What would you want with a bunch of useless junk like that? How about Santa Claus brings you a pair of binoculars? They're practical for spying on your neighbors with, and you can keep your milk in them.
But Santa, binoculars only hold liquid. You can't actually see nothing through them.
I know that, Teddy, but this kid's commie prevert neighbors don't. They'll just see the binoculars, think they're real, and cut out their pinko activities.
I don't want a pair of binoculars. I want the stuff I told you.
Well, you can't have that stuff. You're getting a pair of binoculars. Enough said.
Do you want the commies to take over your neighborhood and hide in your closet? They may already be there for all you know. When was the last time you checked under your bed?
Mommy! Daddy!
Gee, Santa, I think you cost me a customer. I almost had that tea party gig all showing up. I bet your mama has a divorcee, too.
Ungrateful little freaks, they don't know what it's like out there. There are commies, pinkos, peeverts, thespians, and Americans waiting to pounce all over them and impress them with young twits like them. When I was their age, all I got from Santa was a telephone book and a pencil. I knew it was my civic duty to phone every one of them and check their ethnic heritage. It wasn't easy growing up with a dream to be the best damn welcome mat man there is. Someone's got to set these kids straight before they marry outside their circle and bring rack and ruin to our neighborhoods and property values.
But Stan!
Quiet, Teddy, I'm philosophizing.
Yeah, but Stan, I got someone here that wants to see you.
Well, tell the little kike that Santa's busy saving the world's ass.
But Stan, this ain't no kid, it's the mall manager.
Can I have a word with you, Santa?
What word did you have in mind?
How about fired?
You can't fire me, I'm just doing my civic duty.
And you're scaring the children.
Good. Fear cultivates independence, and you should never walk away with your knock around with your guard down anyways.
Speaking of guard, if you don't leave quietly and remove yourself from the mall, I'll ask one of our security guards to kindly escort you.
Don't get your knickers in a knot. But let me tell you this. This mall has been going downhill ever since you let in the Italian restaurant and the unisex hair shop. Geez, you can't even get your hair cut these days without some prevert assuming you're unisexual. I'll have you know I'm a 100% heterosexual. Ain't that right, Teddy?
Well, it was the one time you grabbed my ass, Dan.
For Christ's sake, Teddy, that was Halloween at the lodge and you was dressed as Emil DeMarcos. How did I know you weren't the real thing? Anyway, let's get the hell out of here.
Where are we going now, Stan?
Hey, the Santa suits are rental, so let's see if we can't find some old kettle and collect some money outside the liquor store for a good charity.
You mean the Salvation Army?
The hell I do. I mean us, Teddy. I've got my eye on some fur-lined pasties for your Christmas present.
You're all hot, Stan. You're all friggin' hot.
Say goodnight and Merry Christmas, Teddy.
Goodnight and Merry Christmas, Teddy.
Teddy, you're an idiot.
That means a lot coming from you, Stan.
We now return you to A Christmas Carol starring Goody Two-Shoes already in progress.
You mean I died, Spirit? No one mourned over me? Gosh, you made me very happy. I've always said when my time comes, I don't want any fuss and bother. That doesn't have to be sad. You know, I kind of think it's like Christmas. Someone dies and their friends and relatives get all the dead person's swell stuff.
Channel 92's A Holiday Classic, A Christmas Carol starring Goody Two-Shoes will continue in a moment.
It's Christmas time again, and time for you to contribute to the 1995 Firefighters Toy Drive. This more than worthy organization buys toys for those unfortunate firefighters who just sit around the fire station with nothing but hope. Don't take my word for it. Just ask Fireman Bob what would make his Christmas happier.
If only I had an inflatable rubber woman for those lonely times when there are no fires and nothing to do.
So give to the firefighters toy and drive and bring a smile to the face of those less fortunate than us. And remember, because fires don't happen every day.
I'm sitting here whipping Skippy all night long.
Late night movie on Channel 92, The Three Stooges Meet Jesus.
Spread out, you mugs. Larry, what did you bring for a present?
G-Mo, I brought coal.
Where is it?
In my teeth. Ow!
All right, Q-Ball. What did you bring?
I brought Frankenstein.
Yeah. Frankenstein?
Ow, 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 ow! Hey, Mo! I'm scared!
Shut up.
He's got a good set of hooters.
Hey, Mistletop, pin over.
That's The Three Stooges Meet Jesus, Christmas Eve on Channel 92, After Mass. We now return you to the conclusion of A Christmas Carol, starring Goody Two-Shoes, already in progress.
I'm sorry I'm late, Mr. Scrooge. I was making rather merry yesterday, and I'm a little behind in my time this morning.
Oh, think nothing of it, Bob Cratchit. I slept in myself. Boy, you wouldn't believe the time I had. Ghosts, ghosts, and more ghosts. But I've got good news for you, Bob.
Mr. Scrooge, are you feeling all right?
Fine, fine, Bob.
You spoke of having good news for me, then?
Yes, yes. You know that sick and invalid son of yours?
Tiny Tim?
Yes, that's the one. Guess what?
You've come to your senses and you're going to help me with Tim?
Guess again.
You're going to raise my salary so I can better take care of my family?
Gosh, no, I wouldn't want to put you in a higher tax bracket. This is even better. Can't you even guess?
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm not much good at guessing games.
All right, I'll tell you. Tiny Tim's gonna die. Isn't that great news? A sort of belated Christmas present. Merry Christmas, Bob. Merry Christmas.
Central Locks 92.3 FM presented Dead from the Neck Up, featuring the comic stylists of Scott Henderson and Stephen Dafoe. I'm their Yuletide producer, Brian Dawkins, advising you to have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.